Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Believe it, 1 year I had a senior prank where they reversed the library. They took the third book and misplaced it with the sixth book of other categories. Ugh, it was disorganized for months.
I can only imagine the stress and hassle to go through with that.
Well, I have assistants who had to deal with it.
Of course.
Interns. I love them.
It was probably them that played the prank in the first place.
Oh, he'll never be able to... Oh, man.
At least this out. Hey, Billy, guess what you're going to do today?
Aww.
At least they knew the system.
Yeah, but they stopped.
Well, I've heard some interesting rumors, and I was told that you might be able to help out. I've heard rumors that... The dwarven crafter, so I forget his name.
Oh, yes.
That he made...
Oh, yes?
I know who you're talking about. There haven't been many in the college.
What?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. They're dwarves, and that's supposed to be popular in mages' guilds.
We usually just gave him the nickname of, what was it? Oh, yes. Gollum.
Mm-hmm.
Real stone face all the time. Resistant to magic, you know. We thought it was appropriate. Ah, loved his beard, though.
It was wondrous to behold.
I'm sure it suited him very well.
I've got a thing for beards, you know. Oh.
He is gay!
Does he have one of his own?
He tries. I bet.
I'm sure you look good with him.
Well, way, way, way back, my great-great-grandmother, I've met her recently, though, was an elf, and of course, screws up the facial hair.
He has, like, 1/100th of elf blood.
And of course the only gene he gets is can't grow facial hair.
I have, like, a little message stone sitting in her ear on this and...
hey, listen!
Well, I've heard some rumors that he actually made some pretty odd golems out of golems.
Oh, yes, he was fantastic. Oh, heart of an artist.
Like, maybe, I couldn't believe this because I don't know how it would be crafted, but a cloud golem?
Well, it's more like a cloud elemental, but yes, I know what you're talking about. It is technically a golem, but it's got more like an elemental. It's very interesting.
What, did he wrap an elemental or something?
I don't know. whenever I asked, he always gave me the line, a good magician never reveals his secrets. Always frustrating, of course. But of course, that's what made him so endearing.
He's gay for the dwarf.
He's a dwarfophobe?
Dwarfophile.
Dwarfophile, yeah.
Which is creepy since he has elf blood.
Creepy to you, the elf.
Well, that's very interesting. Why don't you tell me about Sir Dwarf?
Oh, well, of course, he had dozens of golems. He never really let me see them or see him craft them, but... he gave me some basic information, but he always kind of talked down to me as though I were a child. Yeah. Well, I was, you know, like a hundredth of his age, but you know.
You were a child.
Oh, you know, he gave me some of the bigger things, resistant to magic. He of course, found ways to improve golems. He said it was his, quote, life quest. I hear that some dwarves, of course, pick a single art and do what they can to master it, create one masterpiece, and then kind of retire type of thing.
Do you think that's maybe what happened? You retire?
No, no.
You don't retire afterwards, though.
He told me that the only way he would ever retire is if he managed to make a golem that could use magic. An intelligent golem. Mm. And as basically the way he described it is, it sounds impossible to do.
He'll never retire.
That actually might be a problem here.
Others are spells. I know there are spells that grant intelligence.
Oh yes,
to,
but
like
that,
simple like animals.
But the thing is he never used magic. He made golems without magic, which is of course why we all want to know how he did it. But of course, a good magician never reveals his secrets.
But if he didn't use magic, he'd not be a magician.
Rune magician.
There. Are you talking making about fun of the mages?
Yes.
The mage asks him, how do you do that? A good magician never reveals his secrets. The mage is going to go, I hate you. That's my line.
Today we'll be fighting the gargantuan, well, colossal-sized cake monster.
The cake golem.
that one is a masterpiece.
I hope everyone is hungry, because that's going to take
a while. I never get sated.
The golem actually has regeneration, so if you bite off a piece, the cake regenerates.
But bite always does double damage.
Plus 12 to yummy. Anyway.
Must be an old dwarven secret.
Must be. There aren't many Dugrum dwarves who like to come up here.
With all the magic.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Do you happen to know where he went?
Oh, no. I have no idea where he went.
He didn't tell you?
Nope, he just kind of up and disappeared one day.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You're going to be great friends with him. On another note, since we're talking about dwarves, what can you tell me about Quaggrin Mithrilax?
He's a jerk.
Why is he here?
Oh, we needed security and the headmaster deemed him appropriate.
But doesn't he hate mages?
Well, yes, but of course when you looked at the list of applicants... It was either Psycho A or Psycho B who might actually follow through.
Hmm. Ooh, I'd be good head of security.
Well, I suppose he would be useful, I suppose, if other mages went crazy.
Yes, well, the majority of the things we have to deal with are mainly drunken students. We've only had to deal with an occasional thief.
Oh, I'm sure thieves are no problem.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? He was a ranger before he got here.
That's good to hear.
So you take your ranger bonus on a class instead of a raid?
Do you know what type of ranger he was? Does he talk about it at all?
Dwarf ranger.
Well, I heard that rangers usually specialize in
tracking. No, I don't like to talk to him. He's mean. Mm. He's very gruff. Rough around the edges. He gets along well with some of the stranger students here.
Stranger?
Well, you know, occasionally we have an orc or a an orc student door.
So a dwarf gets along with an orc.
I don't claim to understand. I'm not a psychologist, I'm a librarian.
Mr. Librarian.
If it's anything like the librarian, he's badass.
It's true. But he doesn't guard the vault.
No.
I'd say he just thought of 40K when she said that. And like, if this is a librarian, I'm getting out now.
You are guilty. Did you ever see this? Something.
He looked over and said, like, "You're guilty." I run. I run as fast as I can.
Did you guys ever seen the librarian movies?
No.
They're good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I demand this man turn into a
Well, I thank you for your time. I'm sorry I've wasted.
But then we wouldn't be able to understand.
Oh, no, no. It's always pleasant talking with a young girl. Who does your hair?
I list off some random name.
Oh. I guess he would do well with girl hair.
No.
It's Pedro or Felipe?
Pedro Felipe.
They don't do hair.
They're gay. They do everything.
Yeah. Come on. Gay people do all that stuff.
Because they're more skilled than us guys who look at and go,
Wait. You want me to take 30 minutes and actually style my hair? Or take 30 minutes every 3 weeks and shave it all off?
They're skilled. We're not. We understand that they're better than us.
You take the path I do and you just keep your hair slightly longer and brush it once a day.
Brush?
Brushes are gay.
Anywho.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm gay.
Apparently I'm gay too.
Right.
We haven't recorded Alec admitted it! It is now getting on the internet!
Moving on! Please don't send me hate mail. It wasn't my fault. Okay.
Moving on with the story.
So, you come back and tell me that about the Iron Axe guy? Mythalax?
You mean Roar?
Mythalax and the Roar. Masterpiece.
That's all I can do.
That's all I can do, dear.
I'm gonna go get me some booze and talk to a dwarf.
Do it.
I go and try to buy the hardest alcohol I can find.
All right, you'll go buy some dragon's breath.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
No one wants it. If you can drink it and stand up, they'll give you a keg free. You have to drink it, though.
How much?
A tankard.
So is that one or two saves, or what?
This one is just one save.
And it's a ridiculous save?
And you know why they do this? Because if he falls down drunk, they can take all of his money.
I'm going to come with you just in case. Because I can't get any more information here.
Okay.
So I'll be around. Not necessarily with you.
I look over, see you. Okay. Give me it.
24, dude, save.
26?
Okay. That means you will take half damage.
It's dual damage.
Oh.
It's fire damage.
Oh, really?
Oh. Wow.
What's the DC to take no damage?
There isn't one.
Oh,
wait. Ingested. Is this stuff more damaging than alchemist fire?
Yeah.
Wait, somebody actually want to drink this?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Did people drink alchemist fire?
No, people drink something stronger than that.
Well, think about it. You've got magic immunity.
True.
Or fire immunity.
Fire refreshing. Does a dwarf want to drink this?
Who knows?
Hey, I'll give you a tank.
Is dwarf crazy enough?
Tank enough for free.
Ooh.
That's nothing, Ryan. He's got...
Oh, I guess he got a lot of...
Wait, he's in the hundreds.
I was looking at the sixes.
33 points of fire damage directly to your innards. In addition...
Half of that.
Oh, yes. Half of that, and then I guess draw a crit card.
16 or 17.
Oh.
So 16?
Yeah. Oh, because it's directly and into a crit card.
Yes. If you would have failed, I would have got to draw 2.
Ow, Steven.
This is why the healer's nearby.
Literally, you will see, you know that.
I sit and go, this can't be. Smell it. Oh, really?
He literally belches up fire.
Oh!
Aim for all the rest of the alcohol.
Was it magic?
Yeah.
Okay, you will actually take the 33 points of damage.
Double damage?
Uh-huh. In addition, you have a -4 on all your saves for the next 3 rounds. So if you take another drink...
But they will give you a keg for free.
They give you a free keg of 8 pounds. Or eight of a gallon, sorry. Yeah, a gallon.
Wow. Oh. Gallon keg.
Oh. Oh.
It tastes... Wait.
That's a small keg, I guess.
It tasted amazing!
Your sinuses have never been clearer.
You're gonna kill yourself.
I contract with my nose today! But I don't know if it's worth the pain. I take it, the gallon. I'll be back. I walk over to talk to the head of security at the Mage's College.
The dwarf.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing on the college? You got the permit?
I got him over 30% motive. Is he actually happy? Is this a happy dwarf?
No, he actually is a very irritable dwarf. He's irritable by dwarven standards.
Well, I heard there's a dwarf around and wanted to see if you could handle this. And I hold out the gallon of...
Oh,
thank you.
Dragon's breath?
That's dragon's breath.
Take it? Hey, you can't take all of it. You gotta take
it. Oh no, you're gonna share it with me.
Right. Go back to your office.
So what are you looking for, lad?
I heard you're a ranger, I'm a ranger. Share, we share a couple stories over a couple drinks.
Give me a bluff.
I can roll really well for bluff. I got a 22.
Oh, alright.
Give me your 4-2 save. It's a 24 to take half.
Can you heal yourself first?
I'm going to do a bluff check to kind of make it that I'm drinking as much as he is, but I'm not really.
He didn't ask for
that
it.
Won't work.
Oh, fun.
Wouldn't it be
because literally you cough up fire.
It's 23.
You fail by 1.
You will take full damage.
I'll pick that. And I don't. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, it's going to hurt.
You didn't ask for my healing.
No, it's not bad.
I go home, I make a lot of healing.
It's not too bad.
It's 33 again, and you failed, so I get to... He will take normal damage. And he's... Basically, he's thrashing around on the ground, and he can't really move terribly well. You will take 66 points of damage. Fire damage from the inside. And you kill off enough brain cells that you are blind for 2 rounds.
Oh my god!
Oh, that was good! Oh, that was great!
Oh. You do like it, don't you?
Oh, so yes. What are you doing up on the island?
So Steven, how close to death are you?
I'm 10 points
So Steven, what'd you say at this point? He's like, alright, we gotta save the rest for next time.
We'll save it!
Just up on the island, you know. Getting away from me family.
Oh.
I figured a flying city is about as close to the circus as you can get.
Oh, we're there, buddy. We are at the circus.
The papers on his desk are kind of smoldering.
So how's the job treating you?
It's great kicking the shit out of mages because I can't fight back.
You're getting beat them for free?
Yeah, I'm the head of security here.
No, that is fabulous!
He gets paid to
They pay you to
But you get paid to do that?
Yeah.
You need any assistance?
No, I don't need any competition.
Oh, that was good.
Alright, well, I'm gonna store this under my desk.
We'll come back for that later.
Oh. Does it actually get them drunk at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Drunk by pain?
No, there's probably... The alcohol content in that is probably absurd as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, for now, I'll just make small talk with him, just kind of figure out what he does with his life besides beating mages and just hang out with him.
You know, he's an occult slayer. He specializes in a repeater crossbow.
Ooh, nice. And I will try to make a notice check in my drunken state.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 25. Well, no, 27, looking around the room trying to see if he has the key lying around the room or...
He's got a keychain on him.
Okay.
That's the only keys you see.
Oh!
This is why I stick to fruitier elven alcohol.
Well, after making some small talk for an hour or whatever.
Okay.
I'll leave. I'll come back and hang out with him again later. I go home, fall down, and go, wife, internal band-aid!
Oh, what are you willing to give me for it?
Just leave me alone for now. I don't want to trade anything like that.
Oh, you have been drinking something foul.
Have you ever heard of dragon's breath?
Dragon's what? No. What in hell is that?
I think it's literally they caught a red dragon, had him breathe in a tube, and then they distilled it, and then just drank it.
Oh, mortals, you are so stupid.
I'm doing it so I can gather information from a guy so we can break into the vault of the Mages College.
Oh, that's silly.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even touch that stuff. Holy cow, I went blind for like a minute.
Except that you love the stuff.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't have touched it beforehand. Now that I love it, I'm just going to go back.
It's a dangerous addiction, dude.
It's a very dangerous addiction. Don't drink after adventuring.
Go home horribly hurt. Man, I just need something to take off the edge.
Question, which race brews that beer?
The dragons?
He doesn't know. He gets it from a mediator.
Oh.
Not enough people actually order it.
He keeps like one keg on hand.
He keeps like three kegs on hand.
Well, does my wife have any ideas of how we could get into the vault?
Sure, I can talk to one of the mages.
Alrighty. Well, I tell her what we know about the golems, and I don't necessarily tell her about the keys.
Golems.
But she can read my mind anyways.
Well, mages never make it that simple, do they? It's not a key in the very literal sense.
Oh, I figured, but I'm pretty sure if the dwarf has it, this one is going to be a key.
No. Hello. Dwarves are quite wise. They realize that everyone thinks they're predictable. You do realize, he was a Fremen dwarf? They work very closely with elves and halflings.
Hmm. So do you recommend we go about the hard way where the door's not locked?
Well, it'd certainly keep Tana and Rooney far more interested.
No. The question is, how would we do that without anyone sitting there kind of going, oh, look who broke it.
Good kitty.
That's about what I've been reduced to at this point.
Well, let's see.
I'm having fun with my wife.
How many people... Well, they probably know about that gap in their defense. If they haven't done anything about it, then they're probably not going to.
So they probably don't even go down there to recognize if the golems are there or not.
Are you kidding me? Would a mage go anywhere near a golem? Let alone an entire room whose orders are to kill them?
True. Do you know if golems can see invisible people?
No, they can't.
Oh, good.
Unless, of course, the special golems.
Well, he does make odd things. Well, dear, I'm going to go find my cleric. Ask her to put some healing in my liver. Heart.
I'm afraid you may not have a liver anymore, dear.
No, it didn't make it that far. It literally went down, and as it went down, it evaporated and came back up.
No. What came back up was everything but the alcohol.
Wait, so since
you were just drinking pure alcohol.
When you pee after drinking that.
That's gonna be fun.
Fire!
You know the last 10 hit points you have, Steven?
They're gone when you pee.
I'm gonna go get some more healing.
I go find you. I make friendly contact with the dwarf.
He smells like ash.
Alcohol and ash.
He smells like you.
He smells like me, man.
I'm in front of the contact of the dwarf. The bad news is it was at the sacrifice of my innards.
Congratulations.
I need some healing. I'm not walking straight, not because I'm drunk. because I hurt so much inside, I'm walking bent over.
Maybe.
So, Tyler, what's your take on how we should get in?
The sneaky way.
Okay. I'm in agreement.
I think we should go with the golem. Sneak right past golem. How much are you healing me so far?
40.
If you give me another one, the bandage, it should be good.
That's 9. And I band-aid you.
Okay.
So that was all my tests for that day.
I go home.
Alright, so what's everyone else deciding they're gonna do?
Let's see.
Oh,
so there's the people who have this, the dwarf, the golem that's guarding the door, and what was the third one?
There was the golem guarding the door, there was the gnomish professor of illusions, and then there was the dwarven head of security.
You know what? I'm gonna go talk to Mr. Blue Up, see if he knows anything about that gnomish professor.
Sparkle-eyes? Yeah, he's a great guy.
Is that what he says about everybody?
Can you tell me anything specific about him?
He loves illusions.
Don't all know?
He does the best light shows in the city. And, in addition, if you want a cheap way to take a vacation, go talk to him.
Hey, man, would you put me on a mind trip?
Okay.
Bam! Hit you over the head.
Before you sit down, can you get me another sprite?
Oh. Do you know if he's ever anywhere besides just the Mage's College, or...?
He goes over to the, the Gnome Ghetto sometimes.
In the ghetto!
I'm probably the worst person to be asking questions because I realize I don't know what to ask. I can't outright ask him, do you think I can steal a key from him?
No. Does he tingle of keys? Should ask him that.
I don't know what else to ask. So, right. Ignore me.
Let's see, are you done with that so my wife can take the plate back to the sink?
Sure, yes, yes. Here's the link.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will go try and find the whereabouts of this gnome.
Go ahead and give me gather information. Gather thermations.
I will gather them.
Not 20.
22.
Oh.
Thank you.
How?
I have a plus 15.
Oh, yes.
Wait, you have a plus 15? Why are you saying you had to get an 18?
Because it's a DC 30.
And a minus 5 also.
Yeah. So I had a plus 10, DC 30. Had to give her a 20 or an 18 if she assisted. Anyway.
Not plus 0.
Okay, on the third one I succeed. Fourth one, no. Fifth one, yes. Sixth one, yes. How many do I need?
You only need 3.
Okay.
So 6.
6 indeed.
Either Audrey will have to do a major fireball or.
Every Saturday, he goes home to the Gnome Ghetto. Oh, and then he spends all his time in the college.
Okay.
He teaches a class bright and early in the morning.
What? How bright and early?
About 8 a.m.
Okay. So bright and early for college students.
Yes.
Yes. They're like...
Dude, I had
He is perhaps one of the most energetic professors. His students love him. And he does what he can to help the city. He's actually got awards from the Senate for philanthropy.
In the ghetto.
So I can I ascertain where his house is in the gnome ghetto?
Oh yeah, any gnome could tell you.
Cool.
That one over there. It looks really small, but that's what it is. It just looks small.
It just looks small.
He's an illusionist.
Does it look small to me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just kind of... I guess... Well, what day is it?
If I remember correctly, we left off on Wednesday.
Okay. So I guess I'll just kind of hang out until Saturday if something doesn't happen before then.
So, you're going to wait? Everyone else is playing.
Well, when will we go
on Saturday?
He comes back to the gnome ghetto so I can tail him and steal his key.
I'm going to say, when will you want to execute this plan? Well, I don't know if I'll be much help at all. So.
I actually think going past the golems is going to be the best idea.
Well, technically, if we play to our strengths, we'll be fine. The thing is, we have to... You have to con... Or someone has to con the key off of the dwarf. Someone's got to steal the key from the illusionist, or vice versa. And then these two can just destroy that golem and take its key.
The problem is this. First off, it's not a literal key, most likely. My wife pointed out with the dwarf.
Yes, but...
So finding what is it?
Okay. It's still got to be something that they... treasure or something that they, you know, make sure that they don't lose.
Pirates of the Caribbean. What were the pieces of eight?
They still kept them around.
Anyways,
an eyeball.
The next is
that's something that you treasure. That eyeball.
It was a fake eye.
The next is finding the object on the illusionist. Which the best would be for you to get it, but the problem is getting close and friendly with him.
Who says I have to get... Who says he has to even know I'm there?
I'm not saying friendly like as in, hey, how are you doing? But like what I did with the dwarf. But personal space. Friendly.
Well, that's why I've got stealth and sleight of hand.
So you first have to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Where it is, and then get it.
Okay. I can try. I'm not going to just try.
If you succeed, then we can go from there. As it stands, I don't really expect to get it off the dwarf for now.
I would rather try this first, then go to the golems, rather than just ignore all of this and then go to the golems.
But the problem is, if we try this and fail, they'll be on high alert.
Yeah, but if we go through the golems, like we've been talking about, no mage is going to go into the room with all the golems. So that way is going to be clear no matter what.
But the inside of the vault won't.
How do you know?
In Steven's eyes, the better solution is to fight a large number of golems.
You don't fight! What did Blood Eyes and the middle guildmaster say?
And how are we going to get these two to sneak
back? Bag of holding. At the entrance to the vault. Drop the bag of holding. They get in.
I love how you assume there's no golem standing right in front of the door.
If there is, sneak around him. Unless it's a golem-shaped door perfectly to the golem standing in front of the door, we sneak around him.
Steven. Let's imagine the doorway's here. The golem is right here. There is no space for you to pull us out of a bag of holding without pulling it into a... extra dimensional space. And don't say hold the bag of holding outside, because then the golem notices us as we step out of the bag of holding.
Hard.
Well, that's not your problem.
There's no feasible way.
What are their instructions?
Kill anything that enters.
Kill anything in that room. If you're no longer in that room.
No,
what did you say
not
exactly?
How it was worded, Steven.
Is it enters?
Nobody knows what his last orders were.
Yeah, but he's.
He commanded them by thought.
Well, by Rod, but yes.
Steven, let me phrase it this way then. I'd rather not take the risk of the golem chasing us into the vault to try and kill us than running off some vague chance that it'll be like, oh, it's out of the room. It's not a problem anymore.
It's a golem. They're computers. They kind of do that.
Or they single-mindedly chase us until we're dead.
You do realize he was talking about making an intelligent golem, too.
Warehouse!
You don't know that. It could be trapped here. You don't know.
For some reason, I think this one has a lot more ifs than the
Well, if we don't get the keys, nothing bad will happen. But go ahead and try. I'm not going to say you can't try.
We would have to get the keys at the same time and act right afterwards, because then they would notice.
Yeah.
The keys are missing.
Well, have to be at least those two at the same time. The last one, it's on the golem. So, I mean, we get
and the golem might have an alarm on it.
Well, yeah. Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Every golem in the warehouse might have an alarm on it. There are so many what-ifs here, it's not worth worrying about at this point. Can we just move on, please? I'm tired of sitting here doing nothing.
Well, the question is, which path? We're at a fork in the road. Which path do we go down?
I don't think it's as forky as you make it out to be.
Well,
I'll be over here. When you guys make a decision, just let me know.
No, but what she said is very true. If we don't get them all at once.
Yeah, well, but what I'm saying is we can get those two at once and then go to the golem and get him.
Well, yeah, he's in the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we don't have to get all three at once. It's not that difficult to get the two.
No, we get those two, and then we have to immediately go there.
If you get the one from the illusionist, come find me, and I'll immediately go to the dwarf.
Actually, you could try and get the dwarf so drunk that he passes out. And then we'd have a window of time.
If he and I are drinking, with dwarves as they are, you drink with them. For me to outdrink him...
Well, maybe you could get Tyler to cast an illusion so that it looks like you're breathing fire or something.
I could just get resistant. Ooh, I can cast resistance.
What?
And
a bard without illusions?
What does resistance do to that?
Yeah, bards usually don't get illusions.
Oh.
Hey, protection versus enemies.
Hello, dear.
You ignore the first 10.
What's for dinner?
What does resistance do? Resistance is the first 10.
A newborn.
Is it just for the first one or is it continuous?
What?
What?
Dear? What did you say?
We're gonna have a quarter dragon.
Really?
Yeah, I've missed my period 2 months in a row now. You've been married for 2 months.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute.
Pass out.
For rangers...
Wait, will save.
So for rangers, their casting 19. Level is their level.
So in another 10 months, you'll have a baby.
I have 20 points of resistance to fire if I cast it.
We go shopping.
Oh my gosh, what do I do? I've never had to deal with this. I was an egg.
Is it this game or the previous game where my character outdrank the dwarf and he refused to admit it?
That was...
The previous.
Yeah, previous.
Okay. I thought...
Ascension game.
The Ascension... Oh, that's right. Zook outdrunk...
No, it was Helix and Ross. Ross.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, that's right. Steven, Ivan outdrank
the
dwarf.
Nobody actually saw it.
Yes.
So...
Even though the party members were like, no.
I passed out, so... Helix said he outdrunk me. I was like, that never happened.
Okay, so protection from energy absorbs up to 12 points per cash level. Resistance gives you DR to the item.
Mm-hmm.
They can stack with each other. No, it does not stack. They overlap.
So you take the greater.
Resist energy overlaps and does not stack with protection. Okay, so you have the protection until it's all absorbed and then it rolls over to resist. Okay. So I could resist myself to fire. Plus 10 minutes per level. And then keep drinking until he passes out.
You may have to get more.
Tyler? No, I'm actually just trying to...
Organize the guild.
I'm doing that right now. I'm just kind of waiting here for my body to stop being crappy.
So yes, I will be trying to... I suppose my job will be trying to plan it out. I'm actually going to find someone in the guild that's good at making disguises. Instead of using magical disguises, use actual disguises.
Okay.
So we can acquire his help the day we leave.
54.
Got some there. Excuse
me. Excuse me.
Oh, that was not what I wanted.
Thank you. Who and my wife will have time between Wednesday, was it today, Wednesday?
Yes.
Between Wednesday and Saturday to try to gather some information from the mages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
You will find a guild member by the name of
you.
Willem. He is a he was a thief who belonged to the theater district before it went under. And so, of course, he is a master of designing costumes. I mean, disguises.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I'm curious, I want to see what type of costumes he has.
Oh, he used to write plays, and he was the people who... He was the person who did all the design work.
Mm-hmm. He's the roadie.
So, which one are you guys doing?
We're going to try to get the keys.
All right. So, that means you guys wait till Saturday. Or are you gonna just gonna attempt to break into his office?
Then why find anything before Saturday comes around?
Hmm? Sure, she knows a way in.
What?
You won't like it.
What is the idea?
Well, see, there's this nice little area that exists between the planes of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a giant hallway filled with doors. Each door leads to an extra-dimensional space, or a plane. All you would have to do is find the proper door, and exit, and you would walk into the vault.
How do you find the right door?
That's the problem.
Trial and error.
There are as many doors as there are planes or extra-dimensional spaces.
Think of all the adventurers with bags of holding.
You could even open a door into our own bags of holding.
Like, what?
Hey, that's my
So,
it's one of the ways that some ethereal filters actually get around.
Once we get in, how do we get out?
Find the right door.
What door?
Hmm. Can we be teleported out?
That would be a lot of potential future... middle adventures between now and then.
Well, technically, wouldn't that just be a plane shift to get out?
Kill ourselves?
So how do we get to the
<planes? sighs>
The only gate that she knows of on this plane is located beneath the central spire of the Thane Wizards College.
And how do we get there?
Bribe your way in. They're probably easier to bribe than most of the other people on the surface.
For some reason, I don't think the group would agree with that.
Yeah, well. You get for traveling around with goody two shoes who
have
no
If they all die, I might take that way.
Well, okay then.
Alright, so I'm sure to take you with me because if we go somewhere really bad, I might need to teleport out.
Come Saturday. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
How much does a gallon of dragon blood cost?
31.
He doesn't pay. Well, if you actually want to buy it from him, it's 400 gold for the keg.
Wow.
Well,
it's expensive.
I can give you the one if you really want.
Can you? Trying to think of the fastest way to get it.
31? Okay. You're following this old gnome. Imagine basically like Yoda, if he was a gnome. And so he's kind of going, he's actually kind of singing and slowly kind of skipping his way towards the gnome ghetto, hobbling along. He travels at about a rate of 10 feet per round, so you're like... You walk about 20 feet ahead of him, wait. Walk 20 feet ahead of him, wait. But he eventually makes his way towards the gnome ghetto, and you can see everyone like, hey! And he's like, oh, hello.
He's old.
He's very old.
And of course, you know, he walks over to this small cottage, and he kind of opens the gnome-sized door, and he waddles in, and he slowly closes the door.
Is there a way I can, like,
would have done it while he was walking, really.
How many drinks would we get out of a gallon?
You drink a pint each time.
And there's 4 pints in a gallon, right?
There are two pints in a quart, and there are 4 quarts in a gallon, so there are 8.
We've used 2, so there's 6 left.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 3 drinks each. I don't think that'd put him down.
Will it put you down?
I got resistance to fire. Before we go in.
Are there windows?
Yeah, there are windows.
Can I look in?
Oh, yeah. You see he's kind of dawdling around inside. It's a nice gnomish-sized living room, you know, a little grandfather clock. Dong, dong. You know, nice little gnome sofa. So you can see he's walked over to the kitchen. He's making tea for himself. Oh, sorry.
Go over and do step tap. Key. Is that a key? I don't know.
Can I, like, kind of inspect him as he's walking along?
Sure, go ahead and give me a sense motive. Seems to be an honest, doddering old gnome. Who seems overly chipper.
Look at that big smile.
I kind of more meant, like, look at his person, see what he has on him, kind of.
Oh, he's got,
Well, I don't know if that would be a notice, but...
Alright, yeah, then if you're trying to just look at what he's got, give me a notice check. Well, what would be 11 plus your notice instead?
Oh, okay. 16 plus 11 is...
27. All he's got on him is his robes and his cane. And, of course, his spell book.
You know what you missed. I'm going to laugh if it's it's his cane.
That's what
you're
going to buy a
still old man's cane. Douchebag. Then you come back, I'm sorry.
No, I just needed it briefly.
I broke him.
I didn't even know about it.
No, I take it. As he falls, catch him, lay him down nicely. I'll be back.
I saw a Chappelle show where one of the guys he's taking around, I can't remember his name, the black guy from Who's the Line?
Wayne
Brady. Everyone used to harass him saying he's not really black, he's not really thug or gangster or whatever. So Dave Chappelle had a special where he was with him and they went around and Wayne Brady went over and visited his hoes and police also came up and he's like, "Wait, you're Wayne Brady! Would you mind singing something? My grandma loves you!" Like, "Yeah, sure. He starts singing, goes over the cop, snaps his neck, and he's laying him down, goes, "Shh." And then he shows him like,
"Yes, that was a funny episode."
I think I saw that.
That's PCP.
Okay, so anyways.
He's a doddering old gnome. You see, he sits down in his chair, and he kind of looks over onto the mantle and kind of goes, dips the little bag into the
I cast room. Detect magic on myself.
Oh, there's magic all over his house.
You go blind.
He, of course, also has some illusion magic on him.
I figured.
You'll look over at the mantle where he is. You'll see this little, a picture of a little gnome woman in a pile of, in an urn next to it.
Hey, it's the urn.
Go over, steal his dead wife.
Okay, so I have to steal his cane, then his dead wife, and then
and his spell book and robes just in case.
Yeah.
It's kind of the hard way. Because if you sneak, it's easy to go right past people and get in.
Okay, so what are you going to do to this poor old man that your G won't be affected by?
Well,
your what?
I'm thinking.
His good alignment. Oh.
I'm thinking.
Because, I mean, you're just walking through and go, "Tell me where the key is."
No. Shink!
Resti quat in Pashe. I didn't even know I spoke that language.
I totally want to memorize the Boondock Saints prayer.
There's a 2. Boondock Saints 2.
Oh, I know.
I need to see it.
Your mom needs to see it.
I hope you don't.
Ryan, think. Think.
Well, I was thinking I could always grab a cane from somewhere else and replace it.
Someone else.
an other old man.
Well, or just, you know, go get a cane.
The great cane theft.
Just go get a key, a stick, like, you know, smooth it or something, and then give it to him.
Yes, spend so much time
well,
on this.
Yes, that's what I was saying, is that's kind of a long time.
It might not be
It might not even be the cane.
It might be his left finger. His ring.
Fine, no. Kill him, bring him and his house to the door. We'll try everything in his living room.
Only the living room?
Put well, each of his fingers and toes in the like keyhole. Nope. Nope.
We also now have the problem of finding the hide in plain sight door.
It's the door we walked into.
It's the door that has the golem in front of it.
Remember what Galtha says, the door is hidden in plain sight.
But there's a golem
no,
there.
No, what it is the door to the portal we watched in plain sight, and behind it a bunch of traps and everything, and then the golem.
Okay.
And then the place.
Oh, no, the traps are on the inside, in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to deal with the traps anyways. The golems are all on the outside.
Yes. But I'm saying there's the portal, and then inside is the golem. And
how many
then,
traps did
and
you
then
say there were?
Is the entrance to the...
He didn't say it.
Countless.
However,
you fail 3 years.
Yeah, that's
right. Ejected out the easy way.
Curtain.
Then you set up three drops, we have to go the hard way.
Yes. That's where I'm going
to so I might have to
try
do
and help
them anyway.
I have flying traps.
The group, paralyzed by
minutes.
Fear.
So how long does he sit around?
Oh, after a little while, he drinks his tea, kind of sets it down, kind of eats a biscuit, and he kind of goes...
Okay, out of disguise, just in case, I will be a little old gnome wizard.
Gnomes are small size, I don't think you can... Adjust. You can't. You can adjust your height by 1 or 2 feet or something like that.
2 feet.
2 feet.
I'll be a really tall gnome.
No, gnomes are only about 4 foot tall.
3 feet.
3 feet tall.
Dwarves are 4 foot.
True.
How tall are you?
If you hunch over enough,
you
how tall
do not have a height.
I don't know. I'm a human.
You're a ghoul.
On average, you'd be 5 feet.
I used to be a human.
Humans in my world are on average about 5'8". Males,
yeah,
at least.
So I'd have to take at least like a 2 foot, probably a little bit more than that. So I'll just be a human wizard then, I guess.
I'm cooking your belly.
Visiting.
The laser.
If anyone asks, I'll say
okay,
I'm visiting a friend. Well, I'll just go ahead and open it if that's... Well,
wait, if you've been watching, are you drawing inside?
I will search.
Yeah.
No, I was looking through a window. I will search the door for traps.
Just go ahead and do a search check.
Of course, you do well when you're not with a party.
Yep. I do great on my own.
He's a vigilante.
Search. They don't work together. I'm like a ghoul version of Batman.
The door is not only not trapped, it's also not locked.
Oh. Well, I'll just let myself in. So quietly, I'll just kind of look around inside. Is there anything?
There's some stairs heading down, stairs heading up, the kitchen and the living room. There's a fireplace with, you know, a picture of his wife.
Can
his
I go
crashes.
Look at his cane? I presume it's just next to him at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go just kind of slip it out of his hand.
The thing is, that makes this a lot easier.
You can just kind of examine it if there's some kind of, like, mechanism or something.
Okay.
It would make this easier if you went to the door and looked at what the keyhole was.
It's going to zap me or something.
It does indeed zap you.
Yeah.
17 points of electric and electricity damage just goes...
What'd you say? 17?
17, and you drop the cane.
Ow.
You make sure it doesn't hit the teacup and it cracks everything. Yeah. You take another 17.
Okay. Find something rubber. Some rubber gloves from the kitchen, I guess.
He doesn't have any of those.
What?
I'd say rubber gloves don't exist in this era.
Yes, they do.
Use your shoes.
That's leather.
My help.
Rubber doesn't exist.
Doesn't?
It hasn't been made yet.
Oh. They're rubber trees, then.
There are rubber trees. They're not in a giant flying city, though.
And also, they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
The gnomes and dwarves.
Oh, I know. Dunk yourself in water and then touch it again.
No, you got it wrong. You dunk yourself in water and then lick it.
Salt water?
I will I'll take a chair, a wooden one, and poke it with one of the legs.
Nothing happens.
Don't get shocked. Okay.
I'll look for it later.
Where did it go?
Huh? Where the floor?
I will find it since I'm not too old. Hey!
I presume it's a magic device, of course. Is there a way I can try and disable it?
It looks magic, not like a trap.
Oh.
Jessica, can you move?
I don't have dispel yet.
That's not far enough.
We need to level so I get dispel.
Which need?
I get it next level.
That's why I'm throwing all this stuff now.
You found it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the running gag, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the running gag?
Oh, I get dispel next level.
Anything that we ever need is one level behind when we need it.
Yeah.
That's the running gag.
Yes.
So I brought this guy home because I forgot what I did with the rest of them for their uniforms, so...
What if it's funny? I could bury them? He looks like an undead high elf.
Try and quietly break apart the legs of the chair. So I can make like a...
Give me a break silently.
A break silently.
The funny thing is, a lot of the armor...
trying to do.
In the game,
I know, it's just, it's funny. It's not a skill. 26. That was going to suck.
As you are pulling apart the chair,
the high elves,
he snaps awake.
They are the same.
And his eyes kind of bolt over at you.
Oh, you're awake!
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Good to see you!
Hey!
Are you alright?
Hey!
I'll pat him down. You okay?
Give me a sense motive.
If I kill him, he's hard to
Well, they can't do a scrying on who killed him. It was just nature.
No, but they can just
do it. You need a 15.
Broke in.
Oh, yeah, that gets it.
Okay, you did it. He is indeed having a heart attack.
I'm a human, though. Hold on. I'm not here to hurt you. Hold on.
That's not going to help stop a heart attack. You need medical attention now.
The case!
I think last time I saw him.
It's a heal check.
Up there.
Oh, my other one.
Your white one?
Yes, my actual named assassin.
Six.
Oh, no!
Hold on.
Oh, there it is. You rolled
seven. Seven. No, I didn't. That's a seven.
Oh.
That's gonna suck so much.
Do I want to Benny two times on this old man?
Nah, just let him die.
He's not dead yet.
12.
I'm looking at him.
Okay.
He's like,
you are looking in sheer terror and horror as this gnome is having a heart attack right in front of you.
No! The magnet has fallen off!
Tell him to hand me my super glue.
Can I? I can't try again, can I?
No. Basically, you have no idea what to do as he is beginning to thrash around.
And where's my dad? Awesome.
I give him a healing potion.
These are my two
I'll put it down
models.
The throat.
Little D8, add one.
Where's my music?
God damn it!
You can.
Don't bother wasting it. It doesn't do anything.
Well, I still have to mark one off.
This is my command squad that I have assembled.
Well!
Not much I can do then.
Douchebag.
This is not.
Does this affect his good alignment even though he didn't mean to scare him?
No.
Okay.
Well, he eventually stops twitching a little.
You okay?
I see these are the
that kind of stop twitching.
And then, standing at the doorway, you see a middle-aged gnome and woman and three small gnomes as they all look at the house in terror.
He just had a heart attack. I was trying to come in and wake him up, and he just
was sitting there next to a giant ripped apart broken chair.
Give me a hard blow. I'll kind of shove the chair by. The chair broke when I stood up and tried to help it.
Oh, that's going to be a hard sell, right?
25.
What do you want to do? They look like they don't buy it.
These are probably all my white lions are really like.
You just killed him, right?
I didn't kill him. He killed himself.
That's how vigilantes see it.
Awesome.
Well, I guess I'll just finish my business then. Like break it. Finish breaking apart the chair. Grab the
and run off.
Grab the cane with it and run.
These are probably the 5 miles.
Okay. Well, you run off. The gnomes can't stop you. They run to grab the guards.
I'll be gone by then.
Only one.
Hey, you were in disguise.
I was a human. You of course run past the gnomish children who are weeping.
You dick.
Okay. Well.
Well.
Some classes suck.
I promise. Yeah, they do.
Fit. In the ring of my
yeah.
So, you'll be able to report back to the group?
What are you going to
do? I like Miss Sorceress because she like took the hardest.
Two sticks holding a cane.
I think
it's... I grab it.
This guy, especially his band putting it together.
Yeah.
Hey, you can hold on to that.
It vibrates. It feels good.
By the way, anyone who's nearby, your hair's going...
So, you got the key, I take it?
Is this the key?
I think so.
You think?
Nothing is certain at this point.
Did you look at his body? Or did you look at him?
How did you... What?
I'm really proud of that.
Was this the only thing he had on him?
I also love my assassin.
He had robes.
So you looted the old man.
After you kill him?
Wait,
he's not... Is that a cane?
I didn't kill him.
So wait, you broke into an old man's house and stole his cane.
That's kind of a dick move.
I didn't break in. I didn't break in. It wasn't locked.
I'm still good online, see? I didn't break any laws, technically.
What happens when he scribes upon his old stick?
I presume he'll see that.
And everything around it.
Well, since you have the key, I'll go get my key. I spent 400 gold and got another gallon of dragon's breath. I go back, hey, can I get another one of those? Here's 400 gold.
Sure. I didn't know that there was a market for this. I just got it because it was awesome.
Hey, if you can tell me who the supplier is, I'll come back.
I just have a middleman, dude.
I will go back to the dwarf then.
Hey, lad.
Yeah, I got away from the wife.
Ah, good to hear.
Well, not permanently, but just for a little bit. I don't think I can run.
Yeah, real devils they are.
Literally.
Yeah, I feel like they got your soul wrapped around their finger. So what can I do for you, lad?
Well, before I came in, I cast resist energy on myself. Well, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm away from my wife. I want to get drunk. So far, you're the only person who will drink this stuff with me.
So far, you're the only person to survive.
Alright, I can have a couple of pints, but no more after that. I'm afraid I might die.
I will go. If you pass out, I got a Cure Light potion on me.
Alright.
24.
Okay, you'll take half damage.
Minus 20.
Steven, roll a d6, please.
He has magic on me.
Resist energy. One.
One. Roll a d4.
Two.
You lose 2 points of strength.
Ow.
Okay.
For how long? Is it damage?
Nope, it's drain.
It's drain. F.
As it basically burns up your muscles.
Yeah.
Alright, so you will take this. -36
minus, well, halved and
doubled. 36,
so halved damage,
and then double. Well, that's what the card is.
And strength drain.
Uh huh.
Holy shit! So 36
minus,
so minus 20, so 16.
Mm hmm.
And then the next pint.
I got a 25.
Hit, you will fail.
Oh, Billy.
Remember, it goes up each time you drink some.
Okay. Oh, this is going to hurt.
That's hilarious.
What?
You disappear.
No.
Okay, so...
It's double damage. Pissed.
It will be double damage. So here's 10.
What?
A lot of them are double
damage. 33, and then...
Just because you get the, like, times 5 one.
40.
Is there a times 5 one?
Yeah, it's times 5, but non-lethal.
Oh.
No, that's not what I was looking for. 50.
Hey, it helps.
67,
though.
And you're blind for a round again.
67 minus 20 is 47.
Yep.
How's the dwarf looking?
Okay, no more.
Oh, come on. You're gonna let me outdrink a dwarf? One more.
Reaches under a desk.
Take a healing potion.
Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents the companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com.
Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.